Chapter 3 Richard Wells had met Jane Garside for the first time 3 years earlier. Instructed to acquaint the board with the company's new state-of-the-art computer, he'd asked with some trepidation if she minded his taking the afternoon off. His father's illness had been diagnosed the previous day, cancer. He'd promised to be at the hospital to await the outcome of more tests. His rapport with Jane had proved to be instant. She the mother he'd never known, he the son she would now never have. When, with hope cruelly short-lived and computers forgotten, he had exhausted himself emotionally and financially, trying to make his father's last days the best he knew how. Following the funeral had come the exercise in France and redundancy, after which even she couldn't have changed his opinion of Mike Carlo. "He wants you for his latest project," she'd explained on the telephone, carrying out Carlo's instruction to do the best she could. "It's confidential," she'd added, picturing the disbelief on his face at the other end of the line. "I'm beginning to think there's no understanding or compassion left in this world," he'd eventually replied. "When Dad died and your man threw me out, I consulted the local social security people. Had to. I was skint. I was subjected to a never-ending list of fatuous questions, ending in them describing me as a half-wit, or words to that effect, for squandering the last of my savings." "Yes, squandering," the insulting bitch said. He was 28 years old, brilliant with computers, industrious, personable, and his work prior to expulsion from the company had generated a small fortune. Jane had taken his dismissal personally. "Will you talk to him at least?" she'd asked, not for a minute expecting him to agree. "Why?" he'd grumbled, his exasperation showing. "What would be the point?" She'd gritted her teeth. "Here at 10 in the morning and don't be late. Use the penthouse lift. The access code at the moment is 1066.
"I'm so sorry," he said to Laura Carlo. His face.